This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Wingstop on Beechnut and Hillcroft for Rock the Mic 2016. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
She said, I thought we played a courageous game. I thought we had many opportunities on goal. I thought we showed a lot of heart, but I also think we played a bunch of cowards.
I think they should be asking the bigger question is what the hell was wrong with this team? I mean, they tied Columbia. It's not like they've been the dominant team they've always been.
If you don't take ownership for being beaten by a team that out-strategized you, to me, that's the coward.
I hope I love you. I've seen naked pictures of you, but I have to say, you're wrong about this. Tyrod Taylor got paid.
It's basically a show me deal.
If he has a great year, you can keep him, I think, but if they can also cut him without it being punitive. So really, he just gets some more money for this year. It gives him a little bit of a guarantee if he turns out to be a good player. It's silly to pay a guy based on 1 year. And
less than a year.
Yeah.
The Bills have a $10 million buyout after the first year and another out after the second year. So they'll pay him $9 million this year, and then they'll either pay him $27 million next year or they'll pay him $10 million to go away.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And we are at Wingstop on Beechnut, right near Hillcroft, for the third qualifier for Rock the Mic. So you've got exactly 56 minutes to get out here and get your video made. See how it goes. It's very cool. My son came and visited us.
Yeah, first time I've ever met him.
Yeah, he spent the day at UH for orientation, getting ready for getting ready to start college.
Oh, man.
Dude looks like a beatnik these days, though. He's got the hair all grown out. He's got a beard going. So I'm like, okay. You look like a poet. You'll be fine.
That's good.
Yeah.
I've got a Pokemon update.
All right. Let's do it. Can I catch Jesse yet? That's all I care about.
Amid growing concerns about safety, once popular Pokemon Go stop Discovery Green will remove everything Pokemon related from the park's grounds. The park's gym and its many, many Pokestops are expected to vanish within the next week.
Wow.
You will no longer be able to catch Pokemon at the park or place any items there. I don't understand what the safety thing is, but I guess
at Discovery Green, there's not much trouble you can get into unless you walk into the 2-foot-deep lake. I don't understand.
They said, we love Pokemon Go. Gets people moving, gets them outdoors, but safety and security are kind of just non-negotiable for us. In their attempts to become the very best Pokemon players, people have apparently been accidentally crossing into the street or walking in front of the garage without checking for traffic.
Okay, that's stupid.
A few days ago, a driver pulled out of the garage, nearly hit a family of four. The parents were too into their game to make sure their young children weren't about to be run over. It's been a lot of near misses. The other main issue, he says, people will show up at Discovery Green late at night and then refuse to leave even though the park closes at 11. People out catching Pokemon past 11 p.m. That's some serious, serious Pokemoning.
Who walks across the street? Well, I don't know. So now basically the only security issue will be the homeless.
Yeah.
I guess they don't care if they walk.
They're going back to that. Yeah.
So.
Your safety with the homeless, that's a different story. But
if they walk in front of a truck, they walk
your
in front
Pokemon
of a truck.
Safety will be paramount when you go to Discovery Green from now on because they won't have it anymore. They're saying it's going to be a pokey wasteland.
Interesting. Well, I'm sure the businesses around there don't like that because there was
sure.
a lot of people in.
Hell yeah.
Although they weren't really going to the businesses, they were just poking. So, interesting. I have a Texans update for you.
What's your update, Fred?
Jadeveon Clowney and Nick Martin will not play Sunday. They did not make the trip.
Nick Martin didn't make the trip?
Nick Martin has a tight back.
Tight.
Clowney has a sore knee.
I have a sore knee.
According to O'Brien.
I'd make the trip.
O'Brien says JD's back at home. He's got a little soreness in the knee. Nothing serious. I felt like it was something, let's give him a few days here, get him with our trainer back in Houston, and let him get ready for next week when New Orleans comes to town.
I'm with you on that.
I wouldn't take any chances with that dude either.
He also says, Nick is dealing with a little back issue. We didn't want him sitting on a plane for a few hours. I'm not concerned. Neither one of those things are life-threatening injuries.
We are at the Wingstop here on Beechnut and Hillcroft.
Yes.
And it is connected to a Little Caesars. And people watching at Little Caesars is incredible. There are people going in there with polo shirts tucked into sweatpants.
Yes.
I just saw two barefoot children come out of that store. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on around this this Little Caesars. I don't know what is going on. I mean, I guess you don't have to get dressed up to go. I'm not saying you should get dressed up to go to Little Caesars, but it's too damn hot to be going barefoot on asphalt around here, right?
Have you seen anybody wearing pajamas in there yet?
No pajamas yet, but the sweatpants with the polo shirt tucked into them is...
That's an interesting look.
It's pretty out there. Out there.
As Voldemort points out, there's also a liquor store on the other side of the Little Caesars.
Oh, that makes sense. It's all becoming clear. Yeah.
So, you stop by the Little Caesars to get pizza to bring home, then you go by the liquor store, spend all your money on the liquor and not on the pizza.
Yeah.
And that's how you do it, right?
If you want to eat right, you come out here and get some wings.
Exactly.
Come out here and this is devastating for me.
And try out,
wings are like my favorite food.
Yeah.
And I can't eat any.
Yeah, I'm not eating much of anything right now because I'm trying to get back in shape too. So.
They also have a cooler full of beer.
I know.
I can't drink any of it.
I can't today because I got that run tomorrow. But it's at 7:15 in the morning, so by 9 o'clock I'll be able to drink again.
Okay, good.
So there is that. But yeah,
what do you eat or drink before you go run?
No, I mean I don't want to drink too much because you don't have to stop.
I think you should drink.
I drink enough to be hydrated.
I think you should drink a half gallon of milk before you run your 5K in the morning.
No, that would be a disaster. I have a cup of coffee, I have like a 5-hour energy, and a glass of water, and that's it. And then every now and then I'll try like a little brownie.
Do you run really in a diaper in case you have to stop?
God no, no.
That's
no,
what I would
no,
do.
No, they have those porta potties along the route.
Oh, I'd rather wear a diaper than go to porta potty.
But it's a 30-minute race, man. It's not like you can't make it 30 minutes without
stopping. Drink the half gallon of milk.
No, because then I don't know way I'll make it. Now I'm more interested when we do this beer run next month. Because basically somebody was explaining, I was reading in a runner's magazine, how it's a bad idea to do a beer run because the average one that you slam is equivalent to 6 cups, and the average bladder can only hold 4, and so you're doing that 4 times, so that it's not good for you.
You can drink 4 beers without having to pee.
Oh, God, yeah, I can. I mean, I'm a professional.
Yeah.
So the question is, can I run a quarter mile, slam a beer, run another quarter mile and do it again?
Of course you can.
I feel confident in this. I feel like I can do this because if you throw up, you have to do it again.
When I was in the Army, back when my metabolism was working properly, we'd get up and go run anywhere between 4 and 13 miles every morning. And every morning we did a run like that, if we did a real long run, I would go and get a half gallon of milk and a box of Pop-Tarts. And I'd eat it all.
Jeez.
And no effect on me. Now, if I did that, I'd be laying on the ground hurting. And
you put on 17 pounds.
17 pounds, yeah.
Exactly. But, no, I mean, afterwards, as soon as one of the local watering holes are open, I'll go and – well, what I usually do is go home, shower, take a nap, and then go drink beer all afternoon.
Okay.
It's kind of my reward for surviving. But if I don't survive, there'll be some sad bars.
If he dies, he dies.
I've had a good life. I have no complaints.
You've had a good run. That's what I was saying to my Get Me driver. She's like in her 70s. She says she drinks scotch. She smokes cigarettes. And it's like this lady, she's like, I've lived a great life. I've done everything. I've done everything you're not supposed to do. I was like, well, if you do everything you're not supposed to do and you live to 73,
you've
had a good run. You can't, like, now if you die, hey, you can't feel bad about it. No regrets, bro. You make it that far.
I I feel pretty good about the run I've had, so I have no complaints.
Yeah, if you die, you've lasted longer than you should have.
And I've probably I probably won't be doing I don't know.
You're kind of like you. It's something you look at the package and it's like past. It's a week past the expiration date.
Well, you probably eat it anyway.
Damn,
but
should I still go with this? Yeah. And then you try it, and it's still relatively good. That's you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like you look like you should be expired, but here you sit kicking away, still pretty decent.
I just did something I'm ashamed of.
What'd you do?
I went ahead and
did you bet a preseason football game?
I did. I just threw it into a little cheap parlay with
shame
with a CFL game.
Oh boy, what'd you bet?
Browns plus one.
All
just
right.
Based on everything we just talked about.
All right. I'm going to tell you guys about Man's Best Friend. Mansbestfriend.com. I've been telling you about these guys for some time. This is the place to go and take your dog to train him up, to get him to be part of the team. You want him to be a responsible family member. You don't want him jumping on people. You don't want him climbing up on the counter and eating your food, things like that. You want him to be a good dog. You want to be able to walk him around on a leash without having him yanking your arm out of socket. This is the place to go. They've got a great facility, air-conditioned facility. They're open 7 days a week. You can teach an old dog new tricks, but it's best to train young so they know what to expect as they grow up. They are the professional difference in dog training at Man's Best Friend. They do boarding, training, grooming. They've got a free evaluation, custom programs. You can either have them boarded and trained at the same time, or if you don't feel comfortable leaving your dog overnight, some of you don't like to do that, they've got private lessons available. You can bring them in a few times, get them trained up. That's what they do at Man's Best Friend, and they've been doing it for a long time. They do a great job with it as well. So stop by, check it out. The location, of course, 2331 Bingle Road there in Houston. The phone number is 713-932-6709, and the website, mansbestfriend.com. And great news for my listeners, 20% off when you mention ESPN 97.5 FM, whether it's boarding, training, grooming. You get 20% off just by mentioning ESPN 97.5. Once again, that's Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com.
This is The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
When she lay on the table, they operating to save you. It's like an angel came to you, sent from the heavens above.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Wingstop on Beechnut and Hillcroft for Rock the Mic 2016. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Wingstop on Hillcroft, or I mean on Beechnut near Hillcroft. If you want to do Rock the Mic, just come on out, find the promo girls, sign up. You shall get your chance. And I used to live about 4 minutes from here at one time, so I've been in that liquor store a few times.
Oh, nice.
Believe it or not.
They know your name?
Probably not anymore. I mean, it's been 6-7 years since I lived here.
Hey, you remember we named off 17 crappy options to join the Big 12 earlier?
Yes.
There's an updated list. It's now up to 18.
Uh-oh. Who's the 18th edition?
Air Force.
Oh, come on. I'd even heard Hawaii mentioned. That would just be dumb.
I don't know what's going on here.
Air Force makes no sense either.
No.
None of them really
make sense. None of them make sense.
Okay, here's your updated medal count. The United States has 16 goals, 43 overall. China has 13 and 36 overall. But this is kind of typical of how we can be in Houston or be in Texas. Texas has five goals, 9 medals, which is more than Hungary.
Third in the medal count, right?
Not third, but it's more than Hungary and Spain. So
wow.
That's pretty good. Anyway,
suck on that, Hungary.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. So, I guess they're just being nice talking to all these guys, but realistically, it's kind of a waste of time. Say, look, these are the people we're talking to, or don't even say anything. Why do we even need to know?
I don't get that either.
Speaking of which,
let me know if you do expand. How about that?
Yeah, if you expand, tell me who's in. And if you don't, okay, no worries. Maybe I'm getting too paranoid, But we were talking about Bill O'Brien and how descriptive he was in those injuries in that story.
Yeah.
Does that make you worry that maybe they're a little worse than? Because I mean, he's going out of his way to saying they're no big deal. This is a guy who's famous for he's day to day,
right?
And not giving any details on stuff like that. Am I just being paranoid?
Maybe, but I mean, you could also be completely right.
It concerns
me. He's an underseller.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just don't really trust anything he says. So.
No.
Anyway, so any of the games you're going to watch tonight? Are you going to be on? You going to be on Olympics again? What are you going to be? What are you going to be? What is going to get your attention?
Is there swimming tonight?
Yeah. Doesn't Phelps have another run at gold?
If he's swimming, I'll watch. Otherwise, probably not. I started Stranger Things last night.
Yeah.
So I'll probably watch an episode or two of that before I've got a super early flight to New Mexico tomorrow. Mm. So it's not going to be a late night for me.
Well, good luck with that. Yeah, you're not here Monday or Tuesday.
No.
As far as the show goes.
Who's working with you?
Jong, did we finalize? I heard some names.
Jerome Tolman Monday and Barry Laminack Tuesday.
Oh, good.
Okay.
So that makes me happy.
All right. But that is good.
Yeah, those guys are good. I like working with them.
Hey, you know what's not good?
What?
Team USA, the basketball team. The one slam dunk sure thing that we should have at the Olympics, other than women's soccer.
Whoops.
USA basketball, with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, leading 61-55 over Serbia.
Serbia?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, not.
Who is Serbia's best player?
Well, I can tell you who their best player today is. Radeljica is 5 of 7 from the field. He's got 16 points and 2 boards. Yeah. He's also 6 of 8 from the line.
Okay.
Team USA, Klay Thompson shooting 1 of 6. It's not ideal. Carmelo Anthony, 2 of 6, 1 of 5 from 3. That's the biggest problem. 6 of 14 from 3. And everybody's making them except Klay Thompson and Carmelo Anthony. Who do you think's shooting the most? Klay Thompson and Carmelo Anthony. Paul George hasn't had a great game either, but, yeah, I don't know what's going on with these guys. They need to step it up, get things going around here. They lose to Serbia, all hell's going to break loose.
Them losing to anybody in this tournament would be a bigger...
They shouldn't lose to anybody.
..be a bigger upset than that women's soccer team losing this week.
I agree.
But... Yeah, it's the rules are different. That takes an adjustment, and you know what? Those guys get over there, they get distracted. Yeah, I could see why they might struggle a little bit.
Brothels and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? Vlade Divac is one of Serbia's coaches.
Well, good for him. There's still no way that all these, literally everybody. Yeah, the 9 out of the top 10 in minutes played in this game for Serbia, the last two letters of their name are IC. Only Teodosic, Radeljica,
yeah,
who's a CA. He's the only one. The other ones are all IC. Bursevic, Teodosic, Markovic, Bogdanovic, Simonovic, Kalinic, Jokic, and Nedovic. And then there's a Jovic as well.
That's, at least he's convenient.
I guess so.
He's small and short.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meanwhile, all our guys have a bunch of different names. Maybe that's why.
That's a problem. If you,
these guys are a coherent unit because they all understand what it's like to grow up with a last name that ends in IC.
They're all Icks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And... Oh, so that game's on. I can sort of see it. It's just way on the other side of the room. I was wondering why our Rock the Mic winners were sitting side by side like a couple.
Oh, they're watching the game?
They're watching the game, yeah. Okay. It's right over our
head. What's been going on, guys? What? Why do they suck? They're fouling DeAndre Jordan a lot. Right now. Oh, DeAndre Jordan at the line a lot.
Hack a Shack. So people are
DeAndre Jordan, 2 of 4 from the line, though. 3 of 5. Whoa, this guy's a monster. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
You going to learn today, boys.
Oh, well.
You itches. See what I did there?
I saw what you did there.
Thanks.
Although I don't know where you got the H in there.
Because you when like when it's an IC, you pronounce it with the H at the end.
Well, I think it depends.
Like you would say Radovich.
Is that all those guys?
Like Pistol Pete Maravich.
He has an H at the end of his name.
Oh, damn it.
Nice
okay.
try.
Well, that spoils my point. But
well, wasn't Dragan Petrovic, didn't he have an IV? Wasn't he IV? Or was he IC? He might have been IC.
He's IC. What about that Bogusevic kid? What was he? Bogusevic or Bogusevic?
Bogusevic, but it was spelled S-E-V. It was spelled V-I-C-H at the end.
Was there an H? Yeah. I don't believe so.
You know the former Astro?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was an H at the end of that.
No. Brian Bogusevic with a C. So the H is silent, or the H is implied.
He was so awful that I don't even remember.
What? That's a first-round draft pick, Fred. What are you talking about?
Okay.
First-round draft pick. Wasn't he a pitcher when he started?
Yeah. And
that didn't work out?
That's never a good thing. When you draft a guy as a pitcher, and then, let's try him somewhere else. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And you got about 33 minutes to get out here to Wingstop on Hillcroft and Beechnut and take your shot at Rock the Mic. And two people are going to advance. It's a lot. We can't go back and say, oh, no, we're going to take this guy here. Two people will advance.
When you spell Steven with an A instead of an E, is it Stefan or Stefan?
He's Steven, but I always think it's
okay. He makes a good point about being more concerned about Clowney having a knee issue before any competitive games.
Yeah,
probably more concerning than O'Brien, whatever O'Brien's doing. I don't know what O'Brien's doing. To your point earlier, he could be totally lying. You have a good radar for that, I believe. But I'm perfectly fine with somebody's got a sore toe. Sit this one out, bro.
Yeah, I wonder why he's saying so much about it. I mean, maybe he just was actually in a mood to answer a question for once. But see, now, if he were a European hockey player, he'd be Stefan.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if that's better or not. It makes you sound more exotic, right?
Yeah.
Hello, ladies. My name is Stefan.
Was it, remember Stefan Edberg?
Yeah.
Tennis player?
Yeah, tennis player.
Chicks love that dude.
Yeah.
That's what I'd go with. Plus, it makes you sound mysterious and foreign.
Yeah, I would go by Stefan and tell him I'm a hockey player, even though Steven's kind of short. It's all right. They're short hockey players now. Patrick Kane's only 5'10". So, all right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I tried so. ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Wingstop on Beechnut and Hillcroft for Rock the Mic 2016. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. You have 26 minutes to get to Wingstop and take your shot at Rock the Mic. Do your recording. Did you see this Daily Beast story about the Grindr deal?
No.
This is awful. A straight married male writer for the Daily Beast lured in gay Olympians through Grindr, set up dates with them, and basically so he could out them.
Oh.
And then he wrote a story about it, and basically he told what countries they were from, who they represented, and then wrote a really condescending story about it. And first they edited it, and then they completely took it down, and now they've had to publish an apology.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because some of these guys he outed are from countries where it's either a crime or, it's just...
What's the point of doing that anyway?
There is no point. He goes, it's just stupid. I mean, and a lot of these guys were, are in the closet. What do you benefit from that?
I don't understand. I don't know what you would get.
Well, they had to. They came out with an apology, and
I mean, it's too late now.
Yeah. Now they didn't use names, but some of them it was pretty obvious. Where when they said what country and what, because some of these guys only have like
three athletes. Yeah.
But the Daily Beast said, our initial reaction was the entire removal of the piece was not necessary. We were wrong. We're sorry. And we apologize to the athletes who may have been inadvertently compromised.
Inadvertently?
No, it was inadvertent. I mean, that's
blatant.
As a newsroom, we succeed together and we fail together. And this was a failure on the Daily Beast as a whole, not a single individual. The article was not intended to do harm or degrade members of the LGBT community. But intent doesn't matter. Impact does.
Explain what the intent was.
No, but it was intended to do that. That was the whole point, was to try to embarrass people. Our hope is that removing an article that is in conflict with both our values and what we aspire to as journalists. I mean, your name's the Daily Beast. Come on. We'll demonstrate how seriously we take our error. We were wrong. We will do better. I think that's kind of a BS apology, too.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it was intentional. And I mean, what is the point of that?
I don't know. I don't know what you stand to gain by posting that story.
Yeah, I guess he was just trying to, well, I don't know what he was trying to do. I mean, maybe get into a whole thing about how easy it is to hook up at the Olympics. But, you know, he basically enticed them under false pretenses, then outs them.
Yeah.
And a lot of them who live in repressive countries then writes about the whole thing.
Yep.
I can't believe an editor didn't look at that and say, what the hell are you doing, man? But, that's your journalist note of the day.
Well, that probably makes you feel great, right?
No, it doesn't. It's one of those that when I saw that, my first thought was, how the hell did that even get published? And my second thought is, they really thought it was okay to just say, we'll change it a little bit.
No,
that article should have. I mean, it was pointless. Who approved it?
It's not like what you're used to as a journalist, where people had to bring it to an editor and say, "Hey, what do you think about this story?" Yeah. I mean, this is a situation where a dude wrote a story, and
still, if you're sending somebody to the Olympics, you might want to know
hit
what the
post.
Yeah. By the way, did you see Remember our good friend, the late Rob Ford?
Yes.
It was pretty much gym of the day for a month.
He was solid.
The official crack video has been released. The Rob Ford smoking crack video.
Oh, boy.
So,
is it a good watch?
It's a fat guy smoking crack, if that's what you like. But,
I'm against seeing that.
Yeah. Well, God, he was so big.
Yeah, he's a big fatso.
Anyway, I don't really know what it matters at this point. The guy's dead. But... Yeah, they were blackmailing him with it and everything. I guess you can't really blackmail a dead guy. So,
what are you going to do?
Anyway. All right, that's all I got as far as media stuff.
Okay. Crackhead videos.
Crackhead videos and really...
Really poorly written gay outing stories.
Well, I have one more thing for you.
All right.
And I'm curious what you think about this. If you've noticed, there have been a lot of political ads during the Olympics. See how much Hillary Clinton spent?
No.
$13 million on ads just for the Olympics.
Wow.
You know how much Donald Trump has spent?
What?
Zero.
Really?
Now, is that a...
I've seen Trump commercials, though. How's
that possible? No, they're commercials making fun of Trump.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not commercials that... I mean, she has spent... All those commercials are Hillary Clinton commercials.
But I've seen a lot of commercials, like the UFC, when the UFC was on last week.
We're just about just during the Olympics.
Just on the Olympics?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess, hell, that's a good audience to go to. I mean, you're talking about, typically you're going to have like a multiracial audience watching that thing.
Right.
You know, because there's people.
A lot of women, too.
A lot of women watch the Olympics, of course. And, I mean, just a lot of people in general watch the Olympics. So, I mean, I guess you're better off shooting at that than, you know.
Although, from what I've been reading, the ratings are down and more people are streaming. So, I wonder if she's getting the bang for her buck.
Who knows? She's got plenty of dough anyway.
Yeah,
both of them do.
Well, she's got all those Wall Street contacts.
Yep.
Give her money. 409 says, all right, guys, got suckered into getting a Facebook account. How do I find the show on it? Real easy. Just find the Blitz. When you get on Facebook, just search for the Blitz. It's not Blitz the Seahawk. But you'll find the page and click like, and you're there. And then you can post on it.
How many tryouts have we had, gals?
They're ignoring
us. Are they listening? Hey.
No, they're not paying attention.
How many tryouts have we had today?
Ten-ish,
it looks like.
Yeah. Was that 10 or is that 20?
I don't know.
Because they were both holding up 10.
They're so smug. They try to pretend like, oh, they're too cool. Yeah. We don't have time to talk to you. We don't have time to answer your questions. That's not our job. Our job is just to hand out free stuff and run the video camera. That's pretty much our only job.
And stare at our phones.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do anything additional to help you guys out. Thanks.
Nick says, if your vote is decided by a TV commercial, you shouldn't vote.
That's a good point.
I agree 100%, but just think about how many – think about all the things that people are influencing what make people vote. It's stupid. And, yeah, I think those commercials will affect the same people who watch NCIS and think it's brilliant television.
Yeah.
That would be my, you know, present listeners excluded, of course. Man, I'll tell you what, I know it's early, and I know it doesn't mean anything, but I hear a lot of good stuff about how Osweiler, how fast he's taken to everything in practice. We'll get a chance to see a little bit of it Sunday. But doesn't mean he's going to be great when they start trying to sack him and when he's getting hit. But it's a hell of a lot better than, oh boy, guys struggling with the offense.
Yeah.
Although, as I recall, Ryan Mallett looked like he was getting the offense down last year, too.
That's true.
Anyway.
Don't buy in just yet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm cautiously pessimistic. Would be the way to describe
okay.
it. I kind of feel like there's a part of me that, well, I really hope this guy's the answer and can be an above average quarterback. But the pessimist in me says, if he can just stay upright for an entire season, that would be a big step.
Yeah.
Man, speaking of the LGBT stuff, did you see NBA's Chris Marlowe was called the Olympic athlete's same-sex spouse the wrong gender.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Said the spouse of gay beach volleyball player Larissa Franca referred to her as her husband.
Oh, no.
That is her husband. God. Oh, boy.
That happens.
Yeah. All right, quick break. We come back. I'm glad we're not the only ones who say stupid stuff.
No, yeah. It's the last episode or the last segment of the week coming up, Fred.
Indeed. And your last segment until next Wednesday.
That's right.
What are the odds you return next Wednesday?
I'll return.
Okay, good.
Triumphantly.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Town and Country Leather. Football season just a couple weeks away now. Hell, some people sitting around watching preseason tonight. That could be you. That means it's time to get the home theater seat that you want and need right now. It's great timing, too, because Town and Country Leather's home theater seating sale is going on right now. Buy three power reclining theater seats for $29.99 and get one free. That's $1,000 in savings right there. A four-seat row, your choice of 10 colors, just $29.99. And these aren't your bargain barrel seats. These things are high-quality, power reclining, good-looking chairs. Town & Country Leather's home theater sale going on right now. They've got three locations, Post Oak at San Felipe, I-45 in Spring, and Grand Parkway at West Belfort. You can get whatever color you want. You can get several configuration options. If you like the straight line, that's cool. You want the circle, the semicircle, they can do that as well. Just go in and check them out. If you don't want to go in, check them out, townandcountryleather.com. I suggest you go in, sit in the chairs, and appreciate what these guys have going on. It's the Town & Country Leather's home theater seating sale going on now. Town & Country Leather, townandcountryleather.com.
Cowboys Rams NFL, 7 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5. Presented by All American Berryman Products.
Turn down for what?
And we are back on the Blitz. Update, 83-77, U.S.-Serbia.
All right. Not exactly pulling away. This is not – listen, I mean, I guess we kind of knew this. This is not a – it's not the best that we've got. You know, when LeBron James and Steph Curry said, no thanks, I mean, that –
Yeah,
I pretty much assured that it wasn't going to be our best going out there.
This is still, I mean, this team is still way better than everybody.
They should be. They should be.
You were the one saying we should be sending college people earlier this week.
You know, we should. But it's also it's the least balanced Team USA roster that I ever remember them having. Maybe you have to go back to, like, 88 before the Dream Team happened to find one less balanced than this. But I it's still inexcusable. I mean, they should be blowing teams like this out.
Now, maybe the gap isn't as big as we think it
maybe
is.
Maybe not. But then why isn't, Simonovic and Kalinic, why aren't they in the NBA if the gap is so great?
Well, there's a lot of guys that play in that Euro League that the rules are the same as they are here. They're more familiar with it. They're damn good players. They fit better in it. And, you know, sometimes it is about, you know, playing together and playing smart basketball more so than it is about talent.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to win anyway. It's just – the games are closer than they should be. And we saw it with – you see it with other countries. I mean, was it Spain or France that got off to the terrible start? Spain, I guess it was. I mean, it can happen. And those are NBA players on that team. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. I'm sorry, stupid stuff. Yeah.
Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Let's squeeze in some phone calls. Cole.
What are the odds if Barry Warner and Tiffany Turow hosted a radio show? What are the odds it would be considered the worst radio show of all time?
I think that would be awesome.
From a voice differential standpoint, that would be entertaining.
How about a sex tape with those two? That'd be even better.
Oh, wow. See, that's just, now I threw up in the back of my mouth a little bit. That was, oh boy.
Cleopatra 7 Philopater. Who's the Philopater? Help me with this. Ano is the last ruler of the Egyptian Ptolemaic dynasty, commits suicide allegedly by inducing an asp to bite her, also known as an Egyptian cobra.
Did you know what an asp was, if that wasn't there in parentheses? Mind if I ask you a question?
Yes, I knew you asp. I knew exactly what it was.
Would you kiss my asp?
If I make it to 63, maybe.
Your Nick's Place thing, it's a Packer bar, so it's a good spot. I like Nick's Place.
It's an every place bar.
Yeah, it is.
It has, I mean, a lot of Steeler fans. If you're out that side of Westheimer, check it out. Tell my buddy Nick I said hello and that, you know, we need to go get a beer soon.
He loves John. There's a lot of man love there.
Yeah, I understand it.
From back in the day.
Just use protection, guys.
Don, good God, who are the two jackasses before your show? Horrible. Who's he talking about?
David Dilotti?
David Dilotti's just one jackass.
Yeah.
Where did you get the second one from?
Rosella and Canel? Was this yesterday?
Maybe yesterday. No, because yesterday it was Barry and...
And Joel.
And Joel Blank.
He's talking about those two. Mm,
they could be two jackasses. That makes sense.
Knowing Barry.
Yeah.
Woman tells police she was raped by a Pokemon Go character after she felt an assault, and the virtual reality game detected the creature in her bedroom. The married woman, whose name has not been released, had reportedly been playing Pokemon Go before she fell asleep. I don't know. I'm going to guess it was Squirtle? That's probably not. Yeah, I guess it's okay.
Jong, did you see this picture of Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry?
Oh, yes, I did.
Did you expect Orlando Bloom to have a bigger dong?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, let's change the subject.
More on Orlando Bloom's penis next segment. But yeah. Right now, let's talk some Indian football with Billy Lucci.
Sorry, guys. Y'all were cutting out there.
Oh, we were just talking about Orlando Bloom's penis and how it's kind of regular sized compared to what we expected.
So nothing about Trevor Knight or the quarterback, but okay.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
He seemed oddly uncomfortable at that line of discussion.
Yeah, I was.
I thought that's what everybody was talking about on Monday was Orlando Bloom's penis.
Well, that's what we were talking about.
I thought that's what everybody was talking about.
Yeah, I mean, if the penis had been at Kyle Field, he might have been more interested.
Yeah, maybe so.
So, yeah. I did call that to Jim. I'm sitting right in the sun, okay? My mind is completely gone at this point. I have no idea where we are in the show. I didn't even realize that was
we're at the end.
I know, thank God.
We're at the end. So thanks to everybody who came out and rocked the mic for us today.
And thanks to folks at Wingstop for having us out here at the Wingstop on Beechnut and Hillcroft.
Next time we come out here needs to be when I'm not in a fight camp and we can do a challenge where I just sit here and eat 100 wings during the show. That's the way to go.
And I can sit here and watch because I'm never doing that again.
Oh, you're so weak.
Sorry.
You're so weak in gut spirit.
No, you know what? I didn't eat. I think I've had wings once since then. It just killed my appetite for them, and I love wings. I don't want to do that ever again.
Wings are my favorite.
Yeah, I love them, too.
All the food that I love to eat, I can't have for, like, the next 5 weeks. Wings, pizza, and burgers.
And beer.
That's it. Done.
Oh, well. You chose to do it.
I did.
No one forced you.
You're right.
Anyway, do we have an update on the basketball?
87-94 with 2:11 left to go.
So the USA is not going to cover, I'm guessing.
No, I want to say it was over 20.
Yeah, because they didn't cover the last game either.
Yep.
Oh.
Struggling.
Yeah, well, what are you going
to
do?
Well, you're going to win by 7 and go on to the next round. And if you win every game by 7, you'll still get a gold medal. So you can't complain.
No.
Take it when you can.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. So if you did not come out and do Rock the Mic, you have one last chance. And that will be next Friday. We will be at Two Days in Pearland. So final opportunity to do it then. I want to thank everybody. Voldemort did a great job keeping us on air. John Lee did a great job, as always, back in studio. AJ Hoffman did a great job. I was rolling right along until I dropped this out.
You blew it at the end
of the day. Yeah, I blew the layup right at the end. So
it happens.
I have to give myself an F today. All right. Be back on Monday. Jerome Solomon will be filling in for AJ. Should be fun. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Enjoy your preseason football and your Olympics. Till then, stay sportsy.
ESPN 97.5.